The scene unfolding before us is deeply disturbing at first glance. A man grips pliers tightly, clamping down on a pangolin's scales, while his companion probes the creature's flesh with a wooden stick. The pangolin, writhing in agony, curls into the tightest ball possible. Why are these people being so cruel? The shocking truth is, they're actually rescuing him. A closer look reveals the scales underneath have turned severely black, with the wound badly infected and festering. Without immediate treatment, this pangolin would face certain death. The rescue team attempts to pry open the pangolin to assess the damage, but the frightened animal has no idea what these humans intend to do. It uses every ounce of strength to maintain its defensive ball. After careful examination, the team discovers the culprit, wire wrapped tightly around the pangolin's body. The metal has cut so deep, it's embedded in the subcutaneous tissue, creating a life-threatening situation. One rescuer quickly grabs pliers, attempting to extract the wire. The excruciating pain causes the pangolin to clamp down even harder around the tool. Fortunately, they manage to cut through the wire, but now comes the challenge of opening the pangolin to remove the embedded pieces. The moment they try, the pangolin's defense mechanism kicks into overdrive. Those armored scales aren't just for show. They're incredibly tough. This simple yet effective defense strategy can withstand attacks from most predators in the wild. After several failed attempts to pry open the pangolin, the team resorts to using rope, hoping to create enough leverage to access the wound. Perhaps the previous trauma has shattered this pangolin's trust in humans entirely. The moment the rope is positioned, it contracts even more tightly. Multiple attempts end in frustration. Just when everyone's anxiety peaks, one particularly strong team member spots his opportunity. He forces apart the scales around the wound area while his colleague, wielding sharp pliers, strikes with surgical precision. In one swift motion, he extracts the wire, and the length of it is absolutely shocking. This pangolin had been enduring unimaginable suffering every single day. With the wire removed, the team begins administering pain relief injections, followed by anti-inflammatory medication, and finally, antiseptic spray to prevent further infection. Throughout this final treatment phase, the pangolin offers no resistance whatsoever. Perhaps the pain has finally subsided, or maybe it somehow senses that these kind souls are actually helping. Either way, it cooperates peacefully. When the buying stops, the killing can too. Let's all join together in protecting these magnificent creatures.